You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to you. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Tuesday. We're tuning into God's frequency here today, hence the name of this radio program, WGOD. See, God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. We're going to learn a lot about more about him as we go back into the Old Testament here today and tomorrow. We're in the middle of a series I just started a week ago at church, and it's a character study on Moses. It's 5 weeks long. We looked at how the Jews ended up in Egypt in the first place, culminating in the birth of Moses. Now, this past Sunday, my sermon is entitled Moses and the Burning Bush. We're going to look at how God was working somewhere, and Moses blew past it at first, but then he stopped, and he turned, and he looked to see, and that's when God spoke to him. And sometimes that's how it is with you and me as well, that God's working in a particular area, and he's waiting for us to stop and to turn and to go back and look in a particular thing. We're also, and really the main point of this sermon here today, is God is holy. And we're going to look at why he told Moses to take his shoes off. That'll be the most part of this sermon, is the point that God wanted me to make to my church family, and I make with you here on the radio today and tomorrow. God is holy. And there's a certain way that you must, he says, those who draw near to me must regard me as holy, and I must be glorified. Those are the two must statements. That comes out of Leviticus chapter 10. We'll look at that as well. IslandCommunityChurch.net is our website. This sermon, the video of the sermon, is uploaded on the Island Community Church YouTube channel. I encourage you to go there and like and subscribe to Island's Facebook page, and these sermons will be available. You'll hear them here on the radio. You can download them. They're available on demand on both of these radio stations, WWBC, WMIE. You can download those. They're free downloads, those apps. Take these awesome radio stations with you wherever you go. Get the word of God in you all day. Just like the Lord said to Joshua, this book of the law, that is your Bible, shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, so that things may be well with you. Let's you and I practice that today. Okay, let's get into the word. We're going back again to the Old Testament. We're going to look at Moses. Here is part one. Moses and the burning bush is where we're at today. You know, Carol, I forgot I was going to bring a hoodie in today, and I forgot to bring it. Huh? Why do I need a hoodie? You'll find out later. Moses and the burning bush. Okay, everyone's got one of these. It's got book, chapter, and verse of everything we're going to look at on here. Let's pray. Lord, we exalt you today. We just can't praise you enough. We can't pray enough. Speak to us here today through your word. Help us to get a grasp of the main point here today we're going to look at, and everything else along the way. We praise your holy and magnificent name here today. Lord, I pray for everyone in here I pray for the next 45 minutes you do an awesome work. Everyone needs something in this house and that are watching on the internet. Some are discouraged. Some are in need of healing. We've got some new and young believers in here. I pray you do an awesome work in them here as well. Bless our church family. Bless those watching on YouTube. Bless those watching on Facebook. Do an awesome work in our family and friends. Help us to be doers of your word today. Speak to us now through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, now we left off last week in our study of Moses, the man of God, in Exodus chapter 2. Now we're going to pick it up in chapter 2, verse 11, here coming up in a minute. But let me just backpedal for a minute. Let me set the table here for where we're at. Now, Jacob is dead. Joseph, his son, is now dead, as well as all of his brothers. And Pharaoh is now dead, at least the Pharaoh that feared God. Now, there's another Pharaoh in town now that doesn't fear God. We see that as this man has ordered the death of all Hebrew males born. So this is the first known abortionist in our time is Pharaoh. And that is by killing babies by convenience. Remember this. Abortionists don't fear God. Abortionists don't fear God. Because if they did, then they would be scared and they would not do the things that they did. Obviously, if they feared God, they'd be like the midwives we just looked at in the last chapter that feared God, wouldn't listen to the government when the government and the leaders and the kings forced them to abort all the male children. The Bible says these midwives feared God. And since they feared God, God provided even houses for them to live in. When you get that right, the fear of the Lord, it's the beginning of, right, two things. It's the beginning of wisdom. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You don't know nothing if you don't fear God. It all starts there. Those who know God understand we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for the things done in the body, whether good or bad. Then Paul goes on to say in that text I just quoted, 2 Corinthians 5:10, he says, knowing therefore the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. So I say, judgment is coming to you abortionists and all those who knowingly and willingly work at Planned Parenthood and aid and abet the slaughterhouse that exists behind the scenes there, selling body parts like Dr. Frankenstein. While in the meantime, though, thank God, God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Praise God for that, right? For the long-suffering of God. Because I've done some things in my life that, thank God, I mean, they used to say about me when I was a kid, he's going to need an asbestos suit where he's going. Right, Bill? Now, in chapter 1, Moses, God's deliverer, is born. And because a bunch of people feared God, Moses wasn't aborted like all the other male children were. The midwives feared God and didn't obey the ruling government when the government told them you must participate in abortion. The text informs us they feared God rather than man. You know what I saw in England last year? That a woman was arrested for thinking outside of an abortion clinic in England. Because she was in what they call there in England, she was in the NPZ. You know what that stands for? NPZ? Huh? The no pray zone. You know, like no parking in the white zones for unloading and unloading? Well, in England, they got the NPZ. That's the no praying zone, where if you pray, you get arrested. I ask yourself, you know, whose side are you on? Do you fear God or not, like these people did? Jesus said, and I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and afterwards got nothing left they can do to you. But I will show you whom you shall fear. Fear him who after he is killed, he has the power to cast you into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. So Moses is born and is now at this point 40 years old when today's events unfold. Exodus chapter 2, starting in verse 11. Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren, and he looked at their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian, and he hid him in the sand. Can't you just picture this? That's what I like to call pulling a Moses, you know? You look down there, look down there. No one's watching, right? No one can see me. So he went out the second day. Behold, this is verse 13, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong, why are you striking your companion? Then he said, who made you a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? So Moses feared and said, uh-oh. The time to get out of town. Or as the famous theologian Snagglepuss would say, ta-ra-ra-goombele, uh-oh, exit, stage, right even. Time to get out of town. Just when you think no one's watching, there's always someone watching. Always. And it's the same thing with you. There's always someone looking. There's always someone listening. Always. I love this verse out of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 20. Solomon writes, do not curse the king, even in your thoughts. Do not curse the rich, even in your bedroom. For a bird of the air may carry your voice, and a bird in flight may tell the matter. What is this guy, psychic or something? I'll never forget the time me and this pastor friend of mine is deceased now. His name is Eric. We went to the Olive Garden to eat lunch. We were the only two people in the whole bloody restaurant, me and him, sitting in a whole remote corner. And I proceeded to bear to him some things I probably shouldn't have said. I guess things that were troubling me, fights I was going through with someone. We were the only two in the whole restaurant. So then when we get up to leave, guess what? There's one other person. There was three people when we left the restaurant, not two. The third person was the person I was talking about the whole time. And out of the whole restaurant, they put his seat backing up to my seat. There wasn't a blessing. It was just like some weird time, 3 p.m. on a weekday. There was two people in there, then there was three people in there, and I should have listened to old Saul. He was right. Watch what you say. Not only that, watch what you think, because there's always someone watching, and there's always someone listening. And even if no one sees, God sees all and knows everything. The Lord Jesus said, I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Now that's either good news or it's bad. But praise God, this is why Jesus died, so we could have our sins obliterated by his blood, right? In whom we have redemption, thank God, by his blood. Now regarding Moses, He thought that no one saw him. But he was wrong. So you know what the solution is, church? Always do the right thing. Then you won't have to worry about this. Do the right thing when no one is looking. Boy, I used to wrestle with this when I used to throw newspapers. So here it is, 2 o'clock in the morning, no one can see you. You're driving around, you throw a newspaper, and it would go in the bushes. So then old Pastor Paul pull a Moses, you see. Now, sometimes I would drive away, and by golly, every time I'd get so convinced. All right, here come the reverse lights on my Mustang, and I'd back up even though no one was watching, and I'd get out, and I'd go crawl around in the bushes. This even happened at Hooters restaurant once. Boy, can't you just see the headlines there? Pastor caught in the bushes outside of Hooters at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because I threw a paper and it got stuck in the bushes, and God knew it, and that was the right thing to do because, hey, there's always somebody watching. Now, today, if you want to be a politician, you better be that kind of person. You got to be the kind of person that no one can come out of the woodwork like a little bird and start singing about your past. You see it all the time. Remember old Herman Cain when he was running for president a few years back? Well, the evil men that run this country got scared, you see, because old Herman was becoming a little bit too popular, you see. So once that happens, out comes the tweeting bird out of hiding. And for Herman, his run for president was over. Because there's always someone watching. Or these days, there's always a Chinese balloon up there watching. What is what it is, right? Be funny, but Lord only knows the stuff that they know about us. Not just the Chinese, really, but anybody. Things we really should drive us to our knees, oh, the things that the Lord knows about us, right? God help us. But this is why Jesus died, because he does help us. So Moses goes into hiding, heads to a place called Midian, and sits down by a well. This detour in Moses' life cost him 40 years. And at this time, he meets his wife, has a son named Gershom, and starts working for his father-in-law. And once again, we see the truth that God is able to take even our sins and missteps and cause good to come out of it. I mean, who would hire Moses as a pastor? I mean, imagine if I applied for a job as a pastor down the street here, and I told them I was a murderer. Who would hire me? Or the Apostle Paul. He did the same thing. These guys would be outcasts if it wasn't for the grace of God and the blood of Jesus Christ. Who could stand? Now let's pick it up here again. Verse 23, Exodus chapter 2. Now what happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died? Then the children of Israel groaned because of their bondage. And they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. So God heard their groaning. God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. So there's four things the text says here that God did. First thing he did was he heard. That is, he heard their cry. He heard their cry for help, just like you mothers and fathers here. Upon hearing the cries of your children, immediately come to the rescue. I mean, how many of you mothers out here have slept with an eye open and one ear always listening? Remember how tired you used to be? Or I could say, Caitlin, she's laughing, you see. Or how tired you are this morning? She's enduring it every day, right? You just turn your head for a second and your kid's into all of this mayhem everywhere. And God hears, he hears our cry. Thank God he never slumbers nor sleeps. He doesn't have to just keep an eye open for us. He hears our cry. Second, it says that God remembered. He remembered his covenant with Abraham. God told Abraham, look now toward heaven and count the stars if you're able to number them. And he said, so shall your descendants be. Genesis 15:5. You see, when God makes a promise, he keeps it. Like when he says, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. God keeps his covenant that he makes with you. Look up the word covenant, and you'll see the word means an agreement. Like this, Philippians 1:6. It says, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Now there's an agreement. Take that to the bank. He who has begun a good work in you, by golly, he's going to complete it. Until the day of Jesus Christ, that's the day of the rapture, the day he comes back, or the day you die and you no longer have to endure all of this evil muck out here in this world anymore. But God's made an agreement with you, and it's not based on what kind of a day you had. He swore by himself, since there's no one greater, that he's got your back. That he who has begun a good work in you, that's Jesus Christ, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, by golly, he's going to complete it. He's going to complete what he's doing in you. Even if you don't see it, remember we looked at that last week, right? Jacob cried out and said, everything is against me. And he was wrong. Everything was for him. He just couldn't see it. Everything was for him. Notice these promises, which I'll call a covenant, reach all the way to the end of the world or your life, whatever comes first. God remembers his covenant that he has with you, his agreement that he has with you. Now, hear me now. If you walk with him, and if you obey his commands, and if you do what he says, then there's no stopping you, O child of God. Walk with God. That is, not with this world. Agree with God concerning abortion, marriage, salvation in Christ alone. Agree with God. Now, perhaps you are the one that's broken an agreement. For instance, this country, the United States of America, has broken an agreement and a covenant that we had with our Creator. Here it goes. Notice starts with the word if. It says, if my people, that would be you and me, all of us, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. That is, if you do this, then I'll hear again. But it starts with the word if. Things are required of us here. If all of you Christians, all of us, seek the face of God, humble yourself. That means get on your knees in repentance. Pray. Seek God's face. Turn from your wicked ways. Then I will. And wicked ways, maybe you're not an axe murderer. I know that you're not. But wicked ways is siding with the government when the government takes side against God. Those are wicked ways. So obedience is required on your part. So two things so far. God's heard. Number two, God remembered his covenant. The third thing God did is he looked. He looked on the children of Israel, or Jacob was his name. Let me read this verse to you, 2 Chronicles 16:9. Don't think it's on the handout, but let me read it. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says this. It says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him." 2 Chronicles 16:9. So God heard, God remembered, God looked. The first thing he says is God acknowledged. He acknowledged them. And likewise, he acknowledges you. That is, I know you, he says. I know you, that you belong to me. God acknowledges you. We read it at baptisms all the time. Matthew 10:32. Jesus says, "Whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father and his angels." Pretty cool, huh? Is there any greater thing today than God acknowledging you? We confess your name, Lord Jesus, here at Island Community Church. We confess your name in your house today. We believe in you, Jesus. We call on your name. You are Lord, the Son of God. We bow the knee to you. We worship you, Almighty God. Now let's go to this famous burning bush passage here. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, and I don't mean Bodine either. Anyone laughing at that? Anytime you read Jethro, all you think of is Bodine. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro. Sometimes in the Old Testament we see his name as Reuel. He's the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush does not burn?" So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." So notice that. First off, Moses made three decisions here. To stop, that is, stop dead in his tracks. He stopped going. He's so busy. We're all so busy. Sometimes it seems like we never stop. You got to stop. He stopped first. Then he turned aside and look and see what it was. Stop. Turn. Look.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Thank you.